Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a certain widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. Luke 18:1-8. Rather than fainting and growing weary, we are to pray. Jesus taught us to pray even day and night if we are weary with our adversary. The human family has an adversary. His devices for causing us to become faint are many. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices, 2 Corinthians 2:11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, Ephesians 6:11. One of the pieces of this armor is prayer and supplication, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, Ephesians 6:18. God may not immediately remove the difficulty which is causing us to faint. But through our continual prayer, we have a God who will provide for his elect. Our continual coming unto God is an abiding faith that God will avenge his elect. The judge decided to avenge the widow of her adversary because of her continual coming. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, Colossians 4:2. We must never abandon prayer. Pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Prayer calms the soul. Prayer lifts the spirit. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice, Psalms 55:17. Prayer will give us strength so that we do not faint. We must not allow the adversary to overcome us. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. Let us seek divine help and wait patiently for that help to come. In prayer we seek the help of the Almighty, so that fleshly weakness does not overcome us. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.